Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Hello, squeams. Welcome to episode 81 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast. This is Lisa
and Rebecca.
And somebody called you, I think it was Melissa, on a note coming into our group, and it made me laugh so fucking hard.
Someone called me Melissa?
I think so. Yeah. It was great.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but it was really funny because I was thinking, we actually quite literally start every single podcast with, this is Lisa and
almost,
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Almost.
But even still,
but
like,
she's like, I'm a huge fan. And I'm thinking, have you listened to more than one episode? And I thought, I don't care.
I love you, but I'm calling bullshit on that. Am I really that forgetful?
Not at all. Forgettable? No, you're not forgettable at all, love.
Did I say forgetful?
You said forgetful.
That's funny.
She forgets how to say that word. No,
my mind is mush.
I actually screen capped it and made me laugh so hard. Because
you didn't send it to me.
I know, I forgot. I take screen caps regularly and then I'll go to send it to you and then I'll realize I've sent you 4 texts that you haven't written back to yet that are more serious than what I'm about to send you. So then I go, I'll just wait, and then I forget.
Right.
Because I'm trying to like not bombard you. So it's like,
right.
I have this, I need to make a Rebecca folder.
This feels important though.
Or actually a Melissa folder.
I feel like this is very important.
This is important that someone fucked up your name?
Melissa?
I think it was
like Melissa.
Let me see. I think it was Melissa. But
I'm a little bit insulted.
Don't be. She was very complimentary.
I'm just kidding. My ego's not that big.
Not at all. No. She was so sweet about it. It made me laugh so hard.
Like, posted it in our group?
Yes. Listen, I love the podcast. I love what Melissa and Lisa stand for. And da 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 da. But I was just like, this is the greatest thing ever. So this is our love to you. This is thank you. Thank you for making me laugh today, because that genuinely made me laugh.
I'm going to go home and cry.
I'm going to call you Melissa from now on. You're officially Melissa. We tease. We're just teasing. But
what's funny is it's not even close to Rebecca.
I know. That's the best part.
It's funny.
It's like, it'd be like if it was like Lisa.
I'm not insulted.
Lisa and Norm. I love what you guys do. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, it's like calling me George.
George.
You know.
That's your new name.
Okay.
George.
I'm okay with that.
So, yeah. Welcome to the show, guys. It is really fucking cold here in Canada right now.
So cold.
We're not kidding.
Yeah.
We're not joking around. Mother Nature is not joking around.
My car didn't want to start this morning.
No, guys, we're talking like with wind chill. What is it up to today?
I don't know, but last night it was down to minus 30.
Minus 30.
Yeah.
Celsius.
Yeah.
Which is insanity.
Yeah.
Like, I got in the car and without wind chill, it said negative 17. Like, they're walking our kids straight into the school. They're having indoor recesses. Like, it's that cold.
Yeah.
Cold as balls.
Thank goodness for heat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's insane.
But yeah.
Listen, I have a weird thing that happened last night that I have to tell you.
Okay.
This sounds so fucked up and so, I don't know. It's really random and stupid, and I'm sure there's a completely reasonable explanation.
Okay.
But it could be completely supernatural too.
Oh. Oh, no. Uh-uh.
No.
If this is supernatural, I don't want to hear it. I'm at your house right now.
No. It's stupid. I promise you. It's so stupid that you're going to go, well, I wouldn't be afraid of that. And I'm not necessarily afraid of it, but it was just like, what? So anyway, this is going to be the mystery. Okay. And then until we figure out the mystery, it will be the ongoing mystery. So I'm lying in bed yesterday, like hanging out. I'm putting some stuff up from my studio for sale or whatever, because I'm leaving my studio because leaving photography, as you know, and I'm just alone in the bedroom. Okay. Everybody's downstairs. The kids are downstairs. Justin's downstairs. The cat's downstairs. Just want to clarify this.
Okay.
The door is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just me. Out of nowhere, I hear a squeak that's like a squeaky toy. Like whee! Like somebody squeezed a dog toy. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And it wasn't a little one. It was loud. And it sounded like it was coming from the floor at the foot of my bed. It was so much, I sat bolt up and just stayed there for like a minute.
Were you asleep?
No.
Hmm. Are you
wide
sure?
Wide Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It gets weirder. Wide awake. Okay. So then I even went to the edge of the bed and looked down and I'm like, what was that? You know, because I thought maybe it was the cat. Maybe he stepped on a toy, a kid's toy. Maybe there was something. Nothing. And I have no, and it was loud. Okay. It was loud. And it was like a squeaky toy sound. It wasn't an animal. It wasn't like, you can tell, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's weirder?
Mm-hmm.
Justin comes up and I tell him this and he goes, and he's the biggest skeptic you'll ever meet in your life, right? He goes, that happened to me the other day. I'm not shitting you. He goes, I swear I heard the same thing the other day. And goes, yeah, like a squeaky toy. I'm like, yeah, it's really weird. And I can't figure out what it would be.
I wonder if it's like maybe air in your pipes or something.
Oh my God, though. No, it sounded like a squeaky toy. Like I can't.
No, I know. Which maybe would make a squeak. Like, it could, I don't know.
I've never in 11 or not 11 years, but in what, 7 years, I haven't heard this sound once. And then me and Justin both hear it. It was just, and it was like it was in the room.
Yeah.
At the foot of our bed on the floor.
That's nice.
It was something. I don't know what was going on, but
I'm so glad you told me this.
If you guys have any insight into what that might be, or if anything like that's ever happened to you, I would love to hear it because it freaked me right out. And I was like, I don't know. Then my mind starts going. And then I was like, what if there's like a homeless man living under our bed that comes out at night and he has a squeaky toy to keep himself like company and he squeaks it for his own amusement?
That is such a stretch. Oh my God.
You know what? Say what you like, but I've been listening to some true crime stuff and that's happened.
People, that's half your problem.
No, my problem is there's random squeaks in my bedroom.
No, but you know, when you listen, because I get like that too. Like I'll go on a binge of true crime. Yeah. And then I get paranoid.
I know.
Right?
You're like
last night,
everything.
I could have swore someone knocked on the back window of my house.
So you actually have legitimately scary things, whereas I imagine squeak toys. Is that what you're saying?
No, there was nothing there. So I don't know what the hell it was. Sure. There's no footprints or anything. But like, I swear, no, I thought I heard someone bang on the window, which was so weird. Anyways, but.
But that could have been like a stick blowing, you know? This has, I got
nothing. No, because it was like a, like a knock, like someone knocked on the window.
It was a ghost.
No, it was nothing. It was probably just my imagination. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well,
but you know what I mean? Like
I do.
I get like that when I binge.
Yeah.
True crime.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm convinced. I'm convinced there's someone living under my bed with a squeaky toy right now.
Well, it's definitely not true crime. That's more falls into the supernatural.
But you know
world.
What? It's like, did I look? Hell no.
Oh, I would look. I would look.
No, no, nope, nope. I already immediately pictured an audience watching me even look to the edge of the bed. That was enough. And
you
I was like, I
funny?
Can't do it.
When I was younger and pregnant, I slept with a knife under the mattress of my bed.
You did not.
Yeah. You know, between the mattress and the box spring, I had a knife in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So pregnancy made you paranoid.
Super paranoid.
Weird.
That and someone tried to break into our house once. But yeah, so it made me super paranoid.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh my God, that's
terrifying. I barricaded myself and my daughters in their bedroom.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
But anyways, it was just a bunch of teenagers trying to break in. They thought no one was home.
Oh.
Bastard. But still. But yeah, like I think there's things in our life that make us a little. Are you stressed?
You calling me crazy?
No.
Are you saying stressed? Something?
Is your husband stressed? I think
God.
It is your stress.
No, the fact that Justin heard it too, I went, no, okay.
No,
happened.
I'm calling like it's your house. There's something in your house that's making the noise. Like it's, but not supernatural. Like it's a pipe or some shit.
It was a squeaky toy. I swear to God.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. But listen, if anybody has any ideas.
Why would a ghost squeak a toy?
Maybe like, it's a ghost
know.
Dog and he wants to play.
It's a ghost dog now.
Maybe. Ghost dog. You know? Why not? I say ghost dog.
He wants to play with Morrissey. Like, that's
it's
what's
possible.
Happening. Yeah.
Oh, believe me. I was like, where's Morrissey? And he was downstairs. Just in case it was the cat, but nope.
Okay.
He doesn't even have any squeaky toys. This is the creepy thing. Nobody I know in this house has squeaky toys.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird to me.
I planted one in the house.
Anyway, that was just, I had to share
that
with
weird.
You. Because it was weird. It was a weird thing in my life and.
It's a little weird.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not really down with things like that happening.
Mm.
Freaks me out a little bit.
Not so much. So,
like, I don't like going in my basement during the day.
No?
No, not when I'm the only one home.
Oh, fair enough. I don't like the basement either.
You know,
nobody does.
It's not my fault. It's my neighbor's fault.
Why?
Because she said when my house was for sale, she, her kids refused to go in the basement when they were looking at the house.
Why?
I don't know. They were really creeped out by it.
Because they're kids, man.
I know. But then I was like, she goes, it was a little creepy. And I'm like, the basement looks exactly the same as when I bought it.
I'm telling you, there's nothing to be afraid of. They're kids. They're stupid.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what kids do.
You know.
And meanwhile, there's a man living in her basement. She still doesn't know.
So we did the wedding show this weekend.
Yes. That's what I wanted to talk about next.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
And we met so many cool brides.
It was fun meeting everybody.
We got to actually go face to face with so many people that were getting married and, you know, give out the sleep masks we had. And even the grooms were getting into it. Like all the guys were taking them too. And they
were giving us like serious pats on the back and Jessica too.
Yes. Our beautiful
for
model.
Helping us out. Because you know what? We went all like, that's hardcore promoting.
Yeah, man.
We're on the ground floor.
That's guerrilla marketing.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
Yes.
Talking to everybody, walking up to them. So much. So far out of my comfort zone.
I know. But you did amazing. You did so great. And we're going to be at
I'm good at faking it.
No, you did amazing. If there's anybody who's going to the My Favorite Murder Toronto shows, we're going to be outside there as well. So make sure to keep an eye out for the pink hats. And Jessica in our Secret Life of Weddings wedding gown with the giant train with our girls on the back. You can't miss us. We're going to be giving away a freebie that actually has more to do with My Favorite Murder even than it does our show. So just as a little cross promo that we want to do for fun, because we are huge fans of their show. So I just thought it would be fun to get our name out in front of some mutual fans. So I thought it'd be really fun. Anyway, I'm going to the show. I'm going to do the meet and greet the first day. I'm super pumped. So
I'll be outside freezing my balls off.
Big murderino.
I don't have balls.
Over here. Well, because they froze off already this weekend.
Exactly.
Right?
Fucking cold.
It's insanity.
Oh my God.
Insanity.
But I'm not going to complain because I know it's colder in other places, but.
It's true. It's true.
It's
Western Canada in particular.
Yes. Oh my God. It's so cold over there.
Meanwhile, Australia is having like a heat wave, but that's fine.
Yes.
Our friends over there. So should we jump into our stories?
They're boiling hot over there.
They are boiling hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Where's this one from?
Oh, gosh.
Do I have to ask?
The lovely Reddit.
Reddit. We're starting off with some Reddit.
When I was getting married, there was another couple that was married the same day at the resort we chose as our venue. The other bride got into a fight with her future mother-in-law the night before. A physical fight.
Uh-oh.
And a physical fight with her husband the day of their wedding.
Wow.
She looked miserable right after the wedding. All of her guests.
Why?
Yeah, can't imagine why.
No.
She's I'm
like,
sorry.
This is awesome. Marriage
Who
is awesome.
Fuck gets into a physical fight with her mother-in-law.
Would like, you claw her hair out?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Okay. All of her guests stayed in their rooms with their custom do not disturb signs on their doors the entire stay.
Best investment ever.
Fuck. Like, you know what? That sucks. You go all the way there for a destination wedding and you're stuck in your room because of the awkwardness.
You should get an awkwardness umbrella and you just walk around with it in front of you and it's like a shield.
Face. Yeah.
And you're like, do not cross the umbrella.
Or get one of our masks and wear it.
Do the Bird Box challenge, just walk around with the sleep mask on your face the whole time. It's perfect.
When we met other people at the resort and told them when we got married, they were shocked, gave us shocked looks because they assumed we were that couple.
Oh no.
We had to say we weren't the other couple.
And then they were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's shitty.
That's really shitty.
I think that's the only like downfall about destination weddings.
You can't get away if
you
it
can't
all
get
goes
away
south.
If something goes really wrong.
Yes, like that time we told the story about. Do you remember? It was like the groom wanted to leave or something. He decided, and then the wedding planner was stuck doing everything. I can't remember. It just rang a bell.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Vaguely familiar.
Everyone else knows.
You know the one. She's
We're
like
supposed to know this.
I don't know. She's never listens to the podcast. So next story. Our ceremony went off without a hitch, but the photographer got so drunk she couldn't even stand by the end of the night.
We
don't do this, guys.
No.
No.
I never drink at weddings.
No, 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 no.
I get
neither.
Offered all the time. I'm like, oh, you want some blurry photos, do you?
Yeah, okay. She was super apologetic about it, waived all fees, released all the photos to us in original format, etc. But none of the photos are any good. We had a flash-free wedding as required by the church. The framed photo displayed on my in-law's mantle looks like it was taken with a potato, which is random and okay. Awesome.
I don't understand the potato reference.
I think it's just like, what's the shittiest shaped thing in the world? I don't even know.
Like nothing. The person in the picture looks like a potato?
No, it just looks like it was taken with a potato. I don't know. It's stupid. Years later, and I'm
it's a
just...
a horrible reference.
I don't know.
We didn't write it, but we it's a horrible reference.
No. Years later, and I'm just still so disappointed with how it ended up. I keep telling my husband that for a fifth anniversary, we are going all out and recreating some new wedding photos, which is a good idea.
Oh, yes. Go look at Lisa's.
Definitely a good
Amazing.
Idea.
Okay, our next story, because, you know, we're diving deep. Three of the bridesmaids got absolutely sloshed during the wedding reception and let it slip that they had a foursome with the groom at his bachelor party the week before.
Oh my God.
The mother of the bride found out and told the rest of the parent table as well as the entire bridal party.
She's like, guess what, guys?
Yeah.
I got some.
I don't even know how you bring that up in conversation. Who the fuck?
I got some hot goss.
Yeah.
Like, you come back and just guys, guess what? Oh, my God.
Like, how? I don't know how she would even even dive into that Broke conversation. Yeah.
Can you pass the butter? Oh, guess what I just heard?
I just heard your son is a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so were my daughter's friends. Like, I don't know. Needless to say, it was a pretty tense dinner service. Well, how did it even continue?
Pass the butter.
Yeah. I'll have a roll.
Yeah.
Like, the bride told the staff.
Hey, they got to eat. Yeah. They got to eat.
It's paid for. The bride told the staff there would be an annulment the next day, an unfortunate way of spending $60,000 in one evening.
Ouch. That
is a big fucking ouch.
That really hurts.
Did you hear what the going rate now is for weddings?
No. How much?
Minimum $30,000.
Yeah, that's about right.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Like that's like a entry level wedding now.
Short of doing like a backyard thing for sure.
No, they're saying 30 grand for like.
No.
Now, I didn't say this. They're saying a low end wedding. Yeah. I don't think that's low end.
No,
at all,
I don't think that's low end either. I think that's small and nice.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I love intimate weddings.
Yeah, they're nice.
You know,
it's funny. So when pretty. I was little, I was like, I want a huge wedding. And now I'm just like, small.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, I won't do it again.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. Once you're married, you're just like, no, I'm good.
I had this conversation with my son.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, if I could do it again, I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I would have done.
If I could do it again, I wouldn't. Yeah. You should have been like, and you wouldn't exist.
No. I don't mean that part. I mean the actual wedding part, the wedding part. Like I wouldn't do it again. But that's me. Like I'd rather do something really super small and run away somewhere and get married. Like I would do that with 20 people.
Elope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, yeah. Easy for you to say.
Because you've had it.
What? He goes, because you had your wedding, so you knew. He goes, but people that don't, they don't know that.
Exactly.
Till they do it. And I'm like, no, I disagree. I had a full-on argument with my son about this.
Really?
Yeah. He's almost 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, you can't say that. He goes, the only reason you can say it is because you had it. But if you didn't have it, you probably would want it.
He does have a point.
He needs to just be quiet.
So next story, went to my babysitter's wedding ceremony with my mom when I was 10 to witness the groom's mother barging into the church minutes after the start, shouting at the couple, calling the bride names, pretending she is fainting from rage, screaming at the priest, hitting the guests who were talking to her. She's like, shut up, trying to hit the bride and so on. Wow. She did not want her son, a 30-something good guy who paid her bills and was a couple with the bride for many years, to leave her. She actually wanted him to leave her at the altar. That's so fucked up. They had to stop, bring her to a separate room, convince her to leave, and then start the wedding again. The bride wasn't impressed, but she did not respond nor cry, at least not in front of us, although maybe she was expecting something similar to happen. In any case, they are very happily married. And with kids. So just goes to show you, mother-in-laws don't always completely screw everything up.
Wow.
Not like cruise control. Yeah.
Wow.
Physically abusive.
How embarrassed is she?
Like, was that woman even invited to the ceremony? Because she shouldn't have been.
I wonder.
She should have been on the F list for fuck you.
You know what? I don't understand people, parents that do this shit.
No.
Like, I really don't. Like,
the worst.
Be happy for your kid, man.
The only thing that would have been worse is if she was being held back at the top of the aisle and be like, my baby.
Yeah.
Like, holding her back. And she's just
crying. I am curious if there's another side to the story that the bride is just this awful person, but.
Even still, it's not the time or place. Like, it's
no,
done.
It's definitely not, but.
It's totally done. Like, shit is happening. You need to let it go.
Yeah.
You need to Elsa that. Just done. Gone.
I think this stuff starts to creep up on me now because my kids are getting older.
You get emotional?
I'm very curious about who they will marry if they do marry, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. I'm very curious how well their partners will mesh with our family.
That's true. By the way, I have a just a real small update from our last episode. Mm-hmm. CBF, did you see what it actually means?
I did.
So it means...
I cannot believe it means that.
So guys, just as a reminder, CBF was mentioned in our last saga, and we assumed it was either cluster buttfuck or crying bitch fit. And apparently, according to Megan and Angela in our Screams group on Fans of Secret Life of Weddings on Facebook, cat butt face, that's what this means. So according to Megan, quote, when someone purses their lips in anger so hard, it looks like they're sucking on lemons. Their face sucks all the joy out of the room and resembles a feline anus. Cluster buttfuck and crying bitch fit are good alternative definitions, though, which I loved.
I can't believe it means that.
I've never heard of that.
I totally believe them.
I do, too.
But I'm shocked, like beyond shocked that that's what it means.
I know.
I expected it meant something else, but not that.
Who knew? Melissa, I am shocked. I had no idea.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm screwing. I'm calling you Melissa and you're not reacting. React. Because react harder. React harder.
I'm not Melissa.
It's kind of funny. Just a little bit funny. Don't worry, Squeam. We're just teasing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next story. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like this one.
Okay. Wait, you don't like the other ones?
Oh, I like all of them.
I know.
But I like this one because it's just so messed up.
Okay.
Okay. Bride asks for money only as wedding presents. Okay. So we had this whole discussion about asking for money.
Which, by the way,
did you notice a couple of people agreed with me?
No, I didn't. They did?
Yeah, they commented.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
Oh, my God. Did anybody agree with me?
Nope. So far, it's just me.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're lying.
Nope.
Seriously?
Oh,
it's just because I begged for you. That's it. We'll do an official tally by next
Because
week.
Everyone else agrees, but we needed some to agree with
That's
me.
That's true.
Not that it mattered, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you advocating for me, people.
I know.
Bride asks for money only as wedding presents. During dancing, she sneaks over to the basket full of envelopes and opens them up, counting her take. It's less than she hoped, so she calls the police, naturally. Because who the fuck does that? Gets the DJ to stop the music and accuses the waitstaff of stealing her gifts.
Wow.
How do you jump from that?
I don't know.
It blows my mind. Lines up the guests, asks each one publicly how much they gave her. Screams at the police when they arrive to do something. Sues the restaurant, or at least was threatening to when I stopped working there.
Oh my God.
I can't even.
No. This woman is next level batshit.
That is fucked.
Yep. I bet nobody's coming to her baby shower. Just saying.
First you humiliate the staff.
Hey, listen.
Then you humiliate your guests by standing in the line asking them to publicly announce how much they gave you.
Plus you're humiliating yourself the entire time.
Yes. You are a first grade twat waffle, my dear.
Massive twat waffle. Not good.
I never call people names.
You don't really.
But that one pissed me off because that's just so rude.
She deserved it.
You get what you get. Be grateful.
Actually, you know what my daughter says? This is what they taught her at kindergarten. You get what you get and you don't get upset. Somebody should have said that to her. Little Jill, she's like this tall. She should have been like, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
We should put that on a card with a wedding dress and
You get what you get.
You put the money in it and that's what you give
them. Yes, that's the card. I think we should come out with that in our line of cards. Just be like, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Deal.
Just a little reminder.
By the way, can we just do have a little interaction here for a minute? I need to give a shout out to a couple squeams that have been posting that they had the double stuffed Joe Louis. And why the fuck is not one not in my hand right now?
I don't know where they're getting them.
Oh, somebody,
I haven't seen them yet.
Somebody said they saw it.
I've actively looked.
Have you?
Yes. I looked at Dollarama.
Oh, is that where they said they got it?
I think.
A dollar store?
And then I looked at the corner store because I go there sometimes.
Yeah.
And I still didn't see them. And I'm like, where the fuck are these things?
Well, this is crap. Because you know, I'm not
eating it. I'm going to surprise Lisa with one.
Yes.
But I can't find one.
Oh.
So I will keep looking every time I'm out, but I haven't found one yet.
Okay. Just, I had to mention that because I saw that and I went, oh.
Yeah.
That looks so good.
And they're definitely not selling them in the box.
I think we should try to get it for our 100th episode because we're at 81 now.
I'll get it before then.
Okay.
Have that shit by next week.
Oh, well, then I'm eating it next week. It looks so big, you might need a spoon. Like it.
Yeah.
It looks that good.
Oh,
I'm drooling now.
I have to find one on the way home.
And then she's coming straight back. It's like part two. We found Joe Louis doubles. Yeah. Awesome.
And see the new Oreos that have like extra stuffed Oreos.
Another one? Mm-hmm. Wait, more stuff?
Yeah.
Stuff upon stuff?
Yeah. So you know how it's double stuff?
I do.
Now it's even more stuff.
Triple stuff?
Probably.
What about quadruple stuff?
Maybe it's even that. It's a lot of stuff. And then someone had the audacity to say that it's possibly too much.
I'm like, get out.
Get out.
You have had your membership revoked. Get the fuck out right now.
Yes.
No, it's all
definitely
so,
not too much.
So good.
I love it.
Big fan. By the way, guys, we actually in our group where we talk about all this randomness, we have a poll going right now because our dream is to tour. And by the way, you guys are making our Patreon dreams happen with how we are growing the show. And we really want to actually make this, you know, make a go of maybe touring one day, hopefully soon. Go tell us.
Yeah, this year we want to.
Like you and I can't, we can't thank you enough. Like yes. We really cannot thank you enough. You've helped us reach our Patreon goal.
It helps because this is work.
It is work.
It is work.
It is like, work.
We're putting a lot of time into it.
It is. And we are hoping to put even more time into it. So thank you so much for your support. So, you know, head over to Patreon if you want extra episodes and to support us. Right now, we just hit our $500 goal and we are over the moon. And our next goal is 1,000. So if you think, you know, you can afford a couple dollars a month and want extra content, hit it up or go get some free stuff over there too. Patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings. I rarely give extra shout outs, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for your support because we haven't said that in a little bit. And on that note, we kind of had to write our goal for the next level, which is 1,000. And I was like, I want a tour. Like that is my big picture goal, like with the show and just, you know, growing our audience, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a tour. And we loved doing the live show in Toronto. We want to come see you guys. We want to travel. It was so fun.
Rebecca loves to be in front of people.
She loves it. She thrives
on
Melissa. Melissa loves it. She's not an introvert at all. It's fine. But you did. You loved the Toronto show, right? Like it went amazing.
Oh yeah.
Having our own people there is one of the coolest experiences we've ever had.
The wedding show was a little harder.
It was harder just because like it's all cold.
It's a cold audience. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not cold. Like they weren't all very nice. It's just cold. Like they don't really know who you are. Even if you have introduced yourself.
Yeah.
They don't really get you yet, but you guys got us. So we want to come tour. What we've learned is that we have, first of all, squeams from around the world, which is amazing. Second of all, Washington, you guys actually have a lot of squeams.
That was shocking.
I know. I was like, no way. Washington. Cool.
I'm like, how did I not know this?
And that's not that far from Toronto. I'm just saying.
Not at all.
That would be very cool. So
yeah,
that's our dream. We would love to make it happen.
I'd drive down there.
I would totally drive down there.
Get
and do
down
a show.
There.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Hang out.
That would be the best.
Yeah.
We would love that. So definitely go into the group, the Fans of Secret Life Weddings. If you would like a local Toronto, Washington, San Francisco, Brisbane, Australia,
literally Ireland.
Ireland. I saw Ireland, Scotland on there.
Yeah.
I saw like Sweden, I think. It's amazing. Go vote for where you would want us to come.
Yeah.
And that's our dream, man. We'll keep you in mind. We will.
Honestly, too, if we can get enough people interested, we can reach out to sponsors, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. If we get enough people, then we'll
enough interest.
If there's enough interest, then we'll try to make it happen. So
yeah,
keep us posted on that.
Cool beans.
Canada may be known as the friendliest country in the world, but make no mistake, it has some of the most shocking criminal cases too. My name is Christy and I host Canadian True Crime. I'm Australian, but I've been living in Canada for many years. Canadian True Crime takes a deep dive into some of Canada's most well-known cases, like the Ken and Barbie killers, Robert Picton the pig farmer, and many smaller cases you probably haven't heard of, but are just as fascinating. If you're looking for the facts of the case told in a narrative storytelling format with ambient music, you can find me on your favorite podcast app or social media just by searching for Canadian True Crime.
So let's get to the next part of our saga.
Woo-woo.
And I've called it the Drama Mama saga.
Is that what you called it?
I did.
I didn't even see.
Drama Mama. Because I thought it was a nice play on Drama Llama and she's a dramatic mama.
There we go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom was actually good in the lead up to the wedding. My husband thinks she was afraid of him putting her in her place. I think it's because her first grandbaby was born that year and a wedding can't compete with an adorable infant. It was a very simple November spring wedding.
Why does it need to?
I don't know. It's just life. It does. Short ceremony, fun and games, good food, lots of booze. Sounds like a good time to me. I made efforts to include Mom in the prep. My husband and I made everything ourselves. Clothes? You made your clothes? Holy shit.
Well, damn.
Listen, Rebecca, there's DIY and then there's DIY. You think your wedding's DIY? Mm-mm.
DIY.
Did you make your clothes?
DIY squared?
DIY.
I'm trying to make it a more elaborate DIY.
Extra DIY?
Yeah.
DIY. It's no, you can't. It's just, sorry, they made their own clothes. I can't get over that. What are you, Mennonite?
Like, that's cool.
I'm jealous. Talented. I'm nowhere near that talented.
Oh, me either. Are you kidding me? I buy a pattern, I look at it and say, okay, maybe another day.
No, absolutely not. So they made their own clothes, decorations, tablecloths. Who makes tablecloths? You just buy that or rent them. Who makes tablecloths?
I don't know. I'm finding a lot of brides now are DIYing it.
They made their own shoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it says shoes.
Okay. That's too far. Are you, cobblers?
To be fair, you know, cobblers have
to get a tree.
Cobblers have to get married. They're elven folk. They have to get married too. Maybe they.
This is too much.
They cobbled their shoes.
This is too much.
But then they had cake. Literally everything. Okay, fine. On the day, the bridal party was going to the venue to set up, have lunch, you know, make shoes, get ready there ahead of...
Do you know how hard it is to make a shoe?
I'm fucking with you. They probably customized shoes or something.
No, does it say they made
it
their shoes?
It says, my husband and I made everything ourselves. Clothes, decorations, tablecloths, shoes, cake, literally everything. I'm assuming they customized them, like, you know, colored on Converse or something.
If they made shoes, like actually made the shoe, like the sole and everything, that shit's fucking impressive.
That better be in Style Me Pretty right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Because that's...
I want to see this shit. Little hammer. Little nails.
Little tiny hammer and nails. On the day, the bridal party... You can't get over these shoes, cobblers.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Tiny elven shoe weddings.
Oh my God. If anybody's made their own shoes... Please come and tell us.
Please tell us.
I want to see if this is even common a little bit.
Who makes shoes? On the day, the bridal party was going to the venue to set up, have lunch, get ready there ahead of the mid-afternoon ceremony. It's just a shoe, Rebecca. It's okay. Mom and Dad came over to help take the decorations to the venue. I suggested some things she could take in her car. Oh, no, she can't possibly take anything. Her car's full.
Of shoes?
You're such a bitch. Of tiny elf shoes.
Full of
what?
And the cobblers.
Full of what? Tiny cobblers?
Oh.
No, stuff from the hire place. So the rental place, of course. So this must be English.
The what?
The hire place. To hire. For hire.
Like H-I-R-E?
Yeah, it means like rental. This the serveware she's hired. What? At literally no point has anyone ever asked her to hire serviceware. Serveware was sorted. Mom gets pouty. She's just trying to help. Why am I being so rude? We have a, as if your mother's like, I've got chafing dishes in the back, dear. We have a brief discussion about, and she's
maybe
like,
maybe they wanted to make their own chafing dishes. I don't fucking know. They got a wheel out. Well, some clay.
They probably catered this, right? Like, no, chafing dishes are like metal.
I know, but they're making their own.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, how do you know they can't work in metal?
Oh, fuck. Well, they can
make their own damn shoes.
They can make their own shoes.
Yeah, let's not judge them at this point.
The sweating's too much.
Yeah. We have a brief discussion about why she's here if she can't take anything. She's here to help, obviously, and I shouldn't talk to my mother like that. I can hear her voice. But she can't help because her car is full with things no one needed, so why is she in my driveway? To help. Repeat cycle a few more times.
Okay, so the mom came with...
Early. With chafing dishes or God knows what.
With stuff to help.
No, serviceware. She has all the serviceware in her car. She rented a bunch of plates and shit.
Okay, that's nice.
But they don't need it and they didn't ask her to get it. And so now she's in their driveway with a car full of crap and they're like, we don't need this, but we need you to have an empty car to help. And she goes, well, I can't take anything because my car's full. And they go, well, we need you to help. And she goes, I'm here to help, but take the car. And then cycle.
Yeah. But maybe they were using paper plates and she thought, I'm going to do this.
Well, it's their wedding, and if they want to use paper plates on their fans, maybe they made
for sure. Rebecca, but maybe she thought she was being helpful. I'm
Rebecca,
saying.
Listen, they made those plates with love. Okay, they milled them from pulp.
They cut down a tree.
It is environmentally friendly and sound. You don't judge their paper plates; they're recycled. So anyway, repeat the cycle a few more times before she manages to make room for some napkins and heads off to the venue. Thankfully, we have other helpers. Mom and Dad get to the venue and Mom immediately begins preparing food. To help us out, she's canceled the lunch plans I'd made for everyone and she's brought her own food for us. She's being so helpful. I think that might be sarcastic.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
Parents leave to get ready. I ask them to come back half an hour before the ceremony so we can spend some time together. Bridal party is ready and waiting an hour early. I sit waiting with the presents I'd made them. Of course you made them. Waiting for them to show up. Dad comes in with YS. So that's younger sister. Because remember, we talked about OS for older sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dad comes in with younger sister with 5 minutes to go. Mom is hosting outside and isn't coming to see me. Oh, that's nice. Mm. You know, it's not your daughter's fucking wedding or anything. That's fine.
Well, her mom's probably all bitter and cut because, you know,
yeah,
she turned down her offer of help.
Yeah, how dare she not want my chafing dishes? I ask younger sister to deliver the silk flower corsage I made her, and Dad and I get ready for the ceremony. That's so cold. That's so cold that she wouldn't come and get the handmade corsage that she, you know, the bride made. Ceremony goes well.
She probably bought a real flower one.
She probably did.
I'm for real.
Oh, the mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True. Can't find Mom afterwards. That's the theme for most of the wedding. Can't find her for cake. She keeps disappearing during photos. The works. Can't find her for dinner either. Eventually, I go inside to wee. This is such a British wedding. To wee.
I went to the loo.
To wee. I'm saying that from now on. Seems my entire family has been hiding in the kitchen having an argument. I just managed to catch the tail end. Mom doing a pout flant. Pout flouts. Thanks.
What's that?
I don't know. A pout flounce. I think it's like she pouts and then she flounces. She flounces up the stairs, shouting at younger sister, if you ever get married, don't bother inviting me. I try to ascertain what's wrong. She doesn't want to talk to me. I've humiliated her enough for one day. Wait, what? She hasn't even been there. I've not complimented her dress. I haven't spent time with her. She didn't have a significant role in the wedding. I'm, quote, just like older sister. I don't love her at all. No one is making a fuss over her. She might as well not be there at all. I just need to leave her alone to, quote, get over how unimportant she is. Yeah, okay. Well,
wow.
Well, I came inside to wee. So fucking cute. So off to the bathroom.
I need to wee.
Fuck this. I have to pee. Takes a while. I guess she had a lot in there. She made her own.
Well, that, and you got your dress and everything.
I know.
It's such
a... Oh, she goes, no, she goes, takes a while. I am full of wine.
Okay, so she's full.
She's full. I come back out to Mom and older sister ordering my bridesmaids to pack up the venue.
Bridesmaids, drunk bridesmaids love doing that, guys. Mom is taking down decorations she and I made together and throwing them into the trash. It's nowhere near the end of the wedding, so I tell the bridesmaids to stop it, and we all make an expeditious retreat, leaving Mom and older sister to shout at each other about how useless I am and how much work I'm making them do. When my bridesmaids,
wow,
that's nice, eh? When my bridesmaids and I come back from mainlining a bottle of white in the coat room, my whole family has left except for younger sister, who is waiting for her boyfriend and crying. She'd left her stuff in Mom's car and Mom wouldn't let her get it. Family friend had to bodyguard while younger sister retrieved her cell phone. Younger sister is the only one that said goodbye to me. There was still 3 hours to go and I spent them without my family and crying. That is so crappy. So crappy. She doesn't deserve that.
Why'd she invite them?
I don't know. Well, they're her parents.
Yeah, but if you know what you're going to get, why even bother? Because I guarantee the relationship isn't good now.
Yeah, I guess just when you have a family dynamic, that's just a difficult thing to deal with.
I don't know. See, this is why eloping's so spectacular.
Yeah. Starting to look better.
Well, that sucks. That mom really sucks.
So more next week.
It's a shame. Yeah. More next week.
More next week.
It's a shame that they can't like get their shit together.
So you see why I called it the Drama Mama saga?
Yes.
Drama Mama.
I probably laughed way too hard at this next story.
And we're back to Reddit now?
Yes.
Okay.
Here in Brazil, most people don't really speak English. Therefore, most of the songs they like from foreign groups are liked for the melody only. And people hardly ever care to check the lyrics or for translation. And that's how a groom entered his wedding to the sound of "And I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For" by U2.
In his defense, it is a good song.
I was like, that's amazing. I wish I would have been there to capture it because I probably would have laughed like hard.
Yeah. And that's when I snorted on the wedding video.
Yes. Can you imagine? Oh, check the translation, my friends. Check it. Anyway,
what are some other good songs?
For
that would be like really bad to pick for a wedding.
That's a good question.
If you guys have any suggestions,
yeah,
come to the Facebook group. What are the worst?
I'm having a hard time thinking of anything.
I know. Like putting on the spot, not my best way.
Only because like that song specifically, that's one of the like that. Like, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's in the title and in
I know.
The song. So
it's so good.
You know, where some songs, the titles would work, but the lyrics, not so much. But anyways.
That's true.
Yeah. But very interesting. I like that story.
I did too. So next story. Bride and her mother did a cake testing. We designed a wedding cake for the bride. All details are already decided. Bride leaves happy. Mother of the bride comes back alone to change the design of the wedding cake because the mother did not like the design the bride had just picked out. We told her, sorry, your name is not on the order to make any changes. Mother of the bride walks out and slams the door. Can you imagine the bride's face if she walked into her wedding and be like, yeah, that's not the cake I ordered?
Oh, she would flip.
She'd flip out and then she'd call the vendor and the vendor would be in trouble.
And good on the vendor for not changing it.
Smart. Freaking.
They never should.
Never ever do that, guys. Like never ever.
Don't do that.
No, that's just to avoid.
And you know what?
No.
I feel like there needs, okay. We said this at our show. Moms out there, if you need your mom or your mother-in-law to get it through their heads that they don't get to do shit like this, mm-hmm. send them to our podcast.
Yes.
Flag one of the episodes with a bad story about a mom or a mother-in-law, just so that the point gets across.
Yeah.
We'll tell them for you.
We will totally tell them for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's smart.
It's going to be very public, but we'll tell them.
Yes.
We will.
And moms, if you happen to be listening, back the fuck off.
Yeah, it's not your wedding. Stop trying to overcompensate.
Seriously.
For the wedding that you didn't have.
I would have lost my shit if my mom did that.
Yeah, would have.
I will never do that to my kids.
Nope. Nope.
You do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy. I'm good.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yes.
Right? Everybody should say that to their mothers-in-law.
Exactly.
So I just want to thank our new patrons.
Yeah.
Ruby L, Casey A, Nicole S, Hannah, and Alicia R. Again, they went to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to get additional episodes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, all of you. We love you all.
Melissa loves you.
Melissa, there's so much love for Melissa right now. She's cobbling her own shoes. She's so excited.
Okay, another story from Reddit.
Always.
This is good.
Good.
Well, they're all good.
I know, right?
I was doing lash extensions for a bride one day, and her bridesmaid was with my colleague.
Have you ever had lash extensions?
No.
Neither have I. I'm way too low maintenance for them. I wouldn't keep them up. I would look like I would have like by 2 weeks later, I would have one long lash and nothing else on the rest of them.
I think they're good for short term.
Yeah.
Like for an event or something.
Yeah.
Long term, I've been told that it's not a good
idea. It's not a good idea.
It breaks your lashes. I'm sure tons of people would disagree with me, but whatever.
Get the Mink fake eyelashes. They look pretty.
Yeah.
I like those.
I think short term is awesome. I would love to do them. Mm-hmm. Because then I wouldn't have to wear mascara and be fucking fabulous.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like not having eyelashes after. They're expensive too.
Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty pricey, man.
I just don't like how you have to, I mean, I get it, but I get why, but mm-hmm. I hate how you have to keep them up.
That, and I'm very much a person who rubs her eyes and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the worst part about wearing makeup for me. Like, you said that, and I have to rub my eyes right now.
Yeah.
Because I just have to.
Especially when I get migraines. Like, I'm very much like,
massage it almost.
I massage my eyeballs. It's so weird, I know. But
no, you want to massage the pain out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So anyways.
I feel you. Sorry. Go on.
I was doing lash extensions for a bride one day, and her bridesmaid was with my colleague through the wall from us. She was telling me that her fiancé was quite stressed with the wedding prep, and it had surprised her. She was a very relaxed bride-to-be. About halfway through the appointment, the front door opens and we hear a male voice greeting our receptionist. Next thing I know, he is barging into my room to have an essential conversation with the bride.
Well, it has to be like important at least, right?
He ranted for about 15 minutes, pacing back and forth and stomping his feet, and seemed close to tears.
I'm sorry. I'm remembering the golf cart.
Yeah.
That was more serious than this.
The bride listened while lying on a beauty bed with her eyes closed. And after a while, he huffed back out of the salon to wait for her in the car. The cause of his flip out? Mm. The buttons on his and the groomsman white shirts were clear and not white. Completely lost his shit.
Well, that's the kind of thing that's just going to ruin your day.
Yeah, right? I mean, no one can fucking see them, really.
No.
Maybe he had already had a terrible time before that incident, but the giggles the bride and bridesmaid had after he left implied he was a bit of a diva as a rule anyway. Incredible.
Maybe he had some sort of childhood trauma that had to do with clear buttons, and he just can't handle it.
But that's the way of weddings, right? You start to
nitpick,
and you get upset over the smallest things.
Oh yeah,
I admitted to doing it myself. Like I did it for one thing during my wedding, for sure.
Yeah, everybody does at least one thing.
Yeah.
So when you have that moment, guys, don't be too hard on yourself because it happens, and that's okay. It's really
like,
okay.
Yeah. My cake table was in the wrong spot. Like, I mean, it was just stupid.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling that story.
So stupid. So stupid. But I was so upset over it. And I was just like, that's so ridiculous. I wish I had this.
Yeah.
I know. When I was planning. Because I think I would have listened to it and it would have like.
Been like, oh, it's
chilled
not.
Chilled me the fuck out.
It's not so bad. I can calm down now.
Yeah.
We said that to a lot of brides this weekend that we met.
We did. We did.
Because a few of them were like, oh God, we can't listen before the wedding. We're like, no. That's why you do listen, because it busts the stress of the planning.
Because then you start to realize it's not that big of a deal, this thing that I'm obsessing over. Or you realize, well, nothing can go as bad as the shit that goes on this show. So you're good.
Precisely.
And you're up.
I'm up. My best friend showed up to his own wedding without pants at all.
How do you do that?
That takes some skill.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I don't know. The church was 45 minutes away from where they were living at the time.
Too bad they don't. Did he just walk out and be like, okay, I'm good.
There's a breeze.
Did he not look down?
You didn't feel
a breeze.
There's a slight breeze.
You didn't feel this hot sun on your legs.
Let me tell you.
I don't know.
If it was as cold as it is today, he would notice because his balls would be literally frozen off on the
floor.
He'd
be turtling.
Turtling. It would be ridiculous. So the church was 45 minutes away from where they were living at the time. So going back home was not an option. I'm assuming he had jeans on or something and then just forgot the pants he was going to change into.
It said he didn't have pants on at all.
No, it says
It said
he showed up to his own wedding with pants
at all.
He's probably wearing shorts.
He had no pants on.
I take it to mean he had something
I think he
else
was
on.
In boxers.
How could he have boxers on? That's ridiculous.
I think he did. I think know. Boxers and not underwear, because I think boxers I could see maybe
boxers are
being
underwear.
More of a mistake. I know, but you know what I mean? Like the
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Two of our buddies sprinted down the block to the nearest menswear store. Unbelievably lucky that this town had one. They run into the dollar store. It's an emergency. Pants. Do you have pants?
We need pants.
Yep.
We need fabric or something.
Seriously. And that's how kilts were made. And bought a pair of pants for him to wear. I ratted on him in my best man speech, but only because I knew his wife would find it funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's appropriate because the wife would find it funny. So why not bring it up, right?
I've shot so many weddings. A guy's never forgotten his pants. Never forgot to change into his pants. Nothing. It's so funny.
You know what they always forget though? Ties.
Yes.
Ties have been forgotten a few times. People have borrowed ties from guests.
Or their handkerchief.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Socks.
Oh, yes.
Suspenders.
I had someone forget socks once. Oh, and a belt.
Belts, yeah. 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 These are things we see.
Yeah. Okay. I had a mother of the bride, and future mother-in-law come in for a cake tasting and to place a wedding cake order. The two mothers got into a huge argument. The bride was very quiet and leans over.
Buttercream, fondant. Buttercream, yeah. Fondant.
And says, I don't care about the design. I just want this color. She then secretly slips me a piece of blue ribbon. Poor bride. I feel bad for her.
Oh.
How geez. Do you argue over a cake? Like, I don't understand this shit.
Especially the mothers. Like, I kind of understand a groom and a bride or, you know, partners arguing over a cake because people get silly, but...
But even then, it's a cake.
I know. It's stupid.
They're beautiful. I think yeah. They're amazingly made.
Incredible.
Yeah. But I mean, at the end, it's a cake.
Yeah. You need to calm down.
I mean, does it really matter if it has three tiers or two? Like, I don't know. Is it, you know, in the grand scheme of it all, you actually have maybe three photos of cutting into it and a photo of the cake, and that's
and it
kind
might,
of it.
It may or may not make it into the album. Like, it really depends on the client and everything. So,
kudos to bakers and everything, because I think they're it's a fucking art.
It's an art. Half. It's an art.
Like, seriously, I could never.
It's an art, and you should pay for it. And it, like, yes. I make cakes for fun, and it is like hard. It is hard, but it is also one of those things that you shouldn't ruin your day over.
No, for not details. At all.
As long as it tastes awesome.
Yeah.
Shovel it in.
Oh, the taste matters. Oh, okay, yes. that'll fight someone on.
Chocolate will fight you.
Yeah.
Fondant.
Buttercream.
Yeah. Now we have a Reddit rip.
Of course.
Now, this was a real bossy bride. During the rehearsal dinner, the bride got each of her bridesmaids up on stage one by one and had the hairdresser give them all matching bob haircuts. That's completely fucked up. I can't.
I have so many issues with this.
This is sadistic. That's like some.
That's next level control. That, and I'm sorry, it's not even going to look good.
No.
It's not going to look.
It's terrifying.
Because they're all going to look the same.
That's a control thing. She's
and
a psychopath.
Not everyone looks good in a bob either.
Don't you think that's a psychopath thing
to do? Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
She's like, seriously.
Guys, she's a serial killer. Run away.
Yeah.
Listen, honestly, the tension and awkwardness as she announced this surprise, quote, fun matching hair initiative was real. It was weird seeing grown women getting up on the stage and receiving the chop one by one.
Why was no one saying no?
I don't
know. I'm not doing that?
Seriously.
Like, is this like a cult? Like,
yeah,
she has a following?
Yes, seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yes. There were definitely some tears as the bride provided live commentary and urged the hairdresser to go shorter on two of them. One bridesmaid left early and the bride called her up on stage during the reception to, quote, make up for what she missed out on. Again, it was so weird and people were clapping and laughing, but it wasn't normal. That poor woman clearly didn't want to, but was peer pressured to come on stage. Who does that get up on stage?
I'm sorry. Why is everyone clapping, laughing?
Yes, that's sick. This is like mob mentality.
You all, I'm sorry. You all that were at that wedding, you got issues.
Yeah, you got real issues.
For real.
Control issues.
I would have walked out. I would have been like, you don't need to. I would have stood up and said, you do not need to do this. And I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
This is disgusting.
You guys shouldn't. This is like standing around when people are fighting.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
That was a mistake, as she left with the shortest bob of them all. She shouldn't have gone up.
No.
I found out later that there were some unresolved issues in that group of friends. Gee, really? And it pretty much fell apart after this wedding. The bride and groom are happily ever after, married though. Mmm. That's really uncool.
I want to punch this bride in the fucking face.
Yeah.
I'm so angry right now.
It's unbelievable.
How
guys,
dare
do
you do that to your supposed friends? Like, that's disgusting.
We also saw an article the other day saying that there was a bride who made her bridesmaids put in colored contacts to have matching eyes during the ceremony and wedding photos. Can you believe that?
What is happening to our world?
I don't know.
That's messed up.
This is what you call first world problems.
You're seriously, like, you have something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
With your wiring.
With the way you think.
Yeah.
If you think that's okay.
It's completely terrifying.
Yeah. And you know what? None of those bridesmaids should have done that. I'd be like, hard no, pass. Yeah,
hard no.
And if she kicked me out of her wedding, like, so be it. And our friendship is done as well, just so you know.
Yeah, it's like, you can bite me.
Yeah. That's so messed up.
So
that's so messed up.
That was your Reddit rip for the day.
Yeah.
I want to just really quickly give a shout out to a lovely listener who emailed us just a really sweet note. And it's from Kendra.
Okay.
And you saw this come in the other day.
Oh, yes. I need to reply to her, don't I?
Yes.
Yes.
And we just wanted to say...
We just had a busy weekend.
We had a busy weekend. We just wanted to say thank you to her. But I'm going to just give a summary, basically. She's just saying thank you for the podcast and for the stories and bringing joy to the lives of strangers. That's how she put it, because she was going through a bit of a hard time. And we just want to say thank you so much. That email meant a lot to us.
And we're thinking of you.
We're thinking of you, and we hope all is well.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
We love you too. So we just wanted to say thank you and give her a shout out, because we're a little slow sometimes on getting back to emails, but we're recording today and we saw that and we really appreciated it. It really put a smile on our face, and we just thank you.
Guys, please don't be insulted if you don't hear from us.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
I'm trying reply to everybody. I don't always remember to.
Yeah, she's doing her best.
Just so you know, there's a lot of emails and a lot of other stuff we're doing, and I also have a photography business.
Yeah,
so.
She's a one-man show over here on the you know, correspondent side of things. So,
but we do appreciate you writing.
Every email you guys send us.
We see them.
We see every single one. I you know, peruse every single one, and so does Rebecca. And we just thank you for everything, and thank you for your support, and thank you.
You know what
writing.
It is? I don't want to write thank you, and then that's it. Like, I'm very much, I like to say more.
I don't think most podcasts write back to their listeners.
So sometimes I'll put it in a file and be like, remember to reply. Yeah. And then I forget. And then
it's
like,
kind of a full-time job. Like, you have to, you know, take the time to do it.
Yeah.
But we want to. So that's one of those things. Oh, can I just put out something too? I am so curious for the Patreon. Is there something that we're not doing on the Patreon that you guys would love to see as an option?
Oh, good question.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's a monthly chat with us or something. Like, maybe it's an episode where you can call in. We, you know, there are call-in apps. Maybe it's like advice corner or something.
Yeah.
Like, something monthly that we could do at a certain level. We would just love to hear your ideas, or if it's merch you want, or what would you actually subscribe to us?
We need a poll or something. We need some ideas and then a poll.
I know. So, you know,
so we know where to put our time.
So let's do that in the group, because we want to give you more of what you love.
Yeah.
And we're obviously doing the extra episodes already, which I know is the majority of what people want. But if there's anything we're not doing, please let us know. And we would love to try to offer that for you guys.
We're such people pleasers.
We're such people pleasers for money. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to keep you updated on my squeak, because if it happens again, I will shit my pants.
It won't happen again.
Do you not think it's going to happen again?
No, I think it's just some weird fluke.
Okay.
Double times two.
But why? I was like, why did Justin hear it too?
I don't know.
A little terrified.
I don't know.
But listen, let us know again if you're going to be at that My Favorite Murder show in Toronto, because there's two nights at the Sony Center and we're going to be there, and we want you to come say hi to us outside if you see us in the pink hats.
Freezing my ass off.
We are going to freeze our ass off to give out something cool. So
yeah,
definitely, you know, flag us down if you see us outside the Sony Center. It's February 23rd and 24th. We're going to be hanging out there. So hopefully you get to see us in Toronto. And
yay, hopefully it warms up.
I know. Yay. Oh my God. Please do not be negative 17, because I will cry and then the tears will freeze to my little face.
Yeah.
And I will be very pained and sad.
Yeah.
It won't be a good time.
No.
Not a good look.
No.
Thank you for listening today to the Secret Life of Weddings podcast.
You guys rock.
You do. And remember,
anything can happen at weddings, says Melissa.
Says Melissa. Sorry, Melissa. And we will be here to tell you all about it.
Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.